good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, December 30th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Dominica's opposition party issues yet another call for Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to step aside. Over 30 Calypsonians to perform at Stadum Calypso Tent starting Saturday, January 2nd. More challenges for Antigua as drought continues. And Belgium terror alert halts New Year fireworks in Brussels. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Doing it again.
The countdown is on.
Beat the clock in time for the new year. Monday 28th to Thursday 31st with amazing deals and unbeatable savings. From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pick your own discount. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's 20% on selected items, cash or credit purchases. And from 3 p.m. until
it's BOGO.
Buy any item from a selected list and get a second of equal or lesser value at half price. So, come on down to Quartz, Monday, December 28th to Thursday 31st. Beat the clock. In time for the new year. Only at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home. Conditions apply. See in-store for details.
The opposition United Workers Party has issued another call for Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to step aside as Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica. Opposition leader Lennox Linton, in a letter to Prime Minister Skerrit, says they have made this demand after another individual has been arrested in connection with international crimes while in possession of a Dominican diplomatic passport and diplomatic immunity. Linton says this dangerous practice of selling diplomatic passports and diplomatic immunity is an assault on Dominica's international image and on its credibility as a trustworthy participant in the war on terrorism, money laundering, and other crimes against global civilization. He says there are questions to which Mr. Skerrit must provide answers.
In another few days, Mr. Skerrit will be Prime Minister of Dominica for 12 years. He started in 2004. He'll be sitting in the position of Prime Minister for 12 years. So that suggests to me that there's nothing difficult about these questions that Mr. Skerrit should not be able to answer. He's the one who's been there. He's the one who's knowledgeable about a number of the appointments to diplomatic rank that we are concerned about in terms of the extent to which they have compromised our integrity as a responsible, trustworthy participant in the advancement of global civilization. So let's not get down into personalities. Let's get down into responsibilities that we share and we are sworn to uphold. We are sworn to deliver on responsibilities about the good of Dominica. So now, people will say, you know the Prime Minister is not going to resign, so why send the letter? Well, somebody, some institution, some organization must say what the truth is, you know. And they must also be able to say in Dominica that, yes, we are aware that elsewhere in the civilized world, anybody who is involved in that level of conduct is required to leave public office, step aside for a while. That's how it is done elsewhere. In Dominica, under the Roosevelt Skerrit administration, we pretend as though we do not know what resignation is. We do not know what it is to step aside. We do not know what it is to leave the office that we have impugned.
Over 30 Calypsonians are set to perform at the Stadum Calypso Tent commencing January 2nd, with the official grand opening of the event at the Cicero Hotel in Castle Comfort. We take pride in having several monarchs, including reigning monarch King Caresser, said Stadum Calypso Tent representative Leroy Charles at a press briefing today. Other Calypsonians on the lineup include Derek the Hunter St. Rose, Scrunter Davidson Observer Victor, Daddy Chess, Young Bull Murphy Cy John Jules, Trent Setter, and Janae Jackson, among others. Charles says you will be hearing some of the new Calypsos for 2016. He called on the public to support the event, which will showcase a breadbasket of Calypsos from both sides of the fence. The entrance fee for the event is $25. Subsequently, the Stadum Calypso Tents will take place as usual on Wednesday nights. Dominica Festival Committee promoter Val Coffey stood in Calypso as a major highlight event in the Mass Dominic 2016 program. The DFC held its first press conference for the Real Mass Dominic 2016 on December 30th. Master of Ceremony Val Coffey gave welcoming remarks and shared his excitement about the upcoming events for Mass Dominic 2016. Coffey noted that Calypso is always one of the highlight events in Dominica's Carnival, and this year is no different.
This first press conference for Dominica's Carnival, the Real Mass, in 2016. We want to give God thanks and praise for a glorious day. We want to thank him for our lives and that we can have the strength to continue to do what we do for Dominica. This year, the Discover Dominica Authority and the DFC have put together a wonderful program in terms of making sure that Mass Dominica, Real Mass, becomes a true example of what our carnival culture is all about and what Dominica is all about once we have carnival. The theme is the spirit of the Real Mass, and we're looking forward to you, our media partners, continue to spread the word for us across Dominica and across the globe.
Meanwhile, Product Promotions Manager of Discover Dominica Authority, Kathleen Coffey John Jewell, says the spirit of the Real Mass Dominic 2016 is jam-packed with events to get you into the true spirit of carnival. John Jules is encouraging all companies to come on board with the DDA to make Mass Dominic 2016 a successful event.
I want to remind all listeners that Carnival is an essential tourism product for Dominica. During this time of year, visitor arrivals increase as thousands of visitors, including returning Dominicans, come home for Carnival. Consequently, the DFC invites companies, institutions to come on board with us and be a Carnival sponsor, as your sponsorship is beneficial to us as well as to yourselves and the economy in general. So your sponsorship is a critical component in having the most colorful and exciting Carnival 16. We ask you to come on board with us to celebrate Mass Dominic 2016.
In another related story, the DDA says a new DFC executive director will be announced well ahead of the 2016 World Creole Music Festival. That announcement was made by Product Promotions Manager of the DDA, Kathleen Coffey John Jules. The DFC has been without an executive director since the departure of Natalie Clark in 2014. At a Carnival press conference after Clark's departure, the DDA had advised that an executive director would be appointed to coordinate Carnival activities. However, the process has been delayed. Coffey John Jules said at a press conference today the delay was due to the passage of Tropical Storm Erica, which affected the island on August 27th. I think in my mind, based on discussions at management level, this is a process that has taken place in the past between the Ministry of Tourism as well as Discover Dominica Authority and the DFC. Most of our time, resources have been spent in rebuilding Dominica post-Tropical Storm Erica, she stated. The process has not stopped, it's continuing, and we should have an executive director in place at least before the next World Creole Music Festival 2016. Agriculture Minister Johnson Drygo has described 2015 as a challenging yet eventful year for the agriculture sector. In his end-of-year message, Mr. Drygo said, while farmers were severely impacted by a prolonged dry season, which affected root crops and vegetables, the black sigatoka disease, and scale insect infestations in the south, he praised them for their commitment and hard work, saying, let me at this time commend our farmers for their resilience and confidence in the sector. You did the hard work with the support of stakeholders and other agencies. We saw remarkable improvement in the sector. He added that government will work with organizations such as the FAO, CARDI and DEXIA to strengthen the sector in 2016. The minister also pledged to work with the governments of China, Cuba, Venezuela, Morocco and Ecuador to benefit from their knowledge of the sector. Drygo further pledged government's commitment to agriculture moving forward. We will do more to modernize the sector and build responsiveness through science and technology, he said. Minister Drygo says agriculture remains important for national food security and for the economy in providing employment for 25% of the labor force and contributing 12% to the gross domestic product. He added that the fishery sector also fared well this year at a value of $6.5 million. A parasitic study conducted by Dominica's Health and Environmental Department has revealed that 15% of food handlers in Dominica are affected by parasites. Chief Environmental Health Officer Anthony Scotland says stool samples were taken from over 300 food handlers across Dominica during the study. He says the results also indicate the need to restructure their program where food handlers are concerned.
A parasitic study in terms of looking at helminths and other worms that was also done among 300 food handlers in all the F district, and the actually was undertaken to see whether we had a problem with parasites in the food handlers population, and it was like taking stool from them, stool samples, and the result indicated that basically about 15% of them were positive. So we have to continue to work hard in that area in terms of how do we structure the program to look at analysis of stool of food handlers. Because as you know, some countries recommend that you do it and others recommend that you do not. So we Dominican now, from getting the information, it will now give us an indication as to where are your problems in sanitation, where are the problems, what type of parasites you have existing, and what can be done to mitigate against them.
In more news, climate change has brought with it many challenges for the people of Antigua and Barbuda. Residents there have been building dams and ponds for centuries, harvesting rainwater to irrigate crops and provide drinking water for their livestock. But for more than 2 years, the island's main reservoir, the Portswork Dam, has been dry. With the persistent drought showing no signs of letting up, islanders have been warned to brace for further challenges over the coming months. And New Year fireworks and festivities have been cancelled in the Belgian capital, Brussels, because of a terror alert. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said the decision had been taken given information we have received. Earlier in the week, police arrested two people suspected of planning attacks during the festive season. Belgium has been on high alert since the terror attacks of 13th November in Paris. Several of the perpetrators are thought to have been based in Belgium. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Dominica's opposition party issues yet another call for Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to step aside. Over 30 Calypsonians to perform at the Stardom Calypso tent on Saturday, January 2nd. More challenges for Antigua as drought continues. And Belgium terror alert halts New Year fireworks in Brussels. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.